Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey there, from CNN, I'm Krista Bowe with the 5 things you need to know for Monday, April 22nd.
This is done as election interference. Everybody knows it, and it's very unfair.
Court is in session in New York for former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. The prosecution has laid out its case accusing Trump of a scheme to pay $130,000 in hush money to adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. The opening statement gave the jury a preview of the evidence they'll hear over the next 6 weeks or so. That includes a recorded call between Trump and his former lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen, texts from Daniels' lawyer from election night, and notes from the Trump Organization's CFO about payments. Trump has pleaded not guilty to the charges related to falsifying business records and denies the affair happened. The defense began their opening statement by saying Trump is innocent, adding they believe the jury will find plenty of reasonable doubt to the prosecution's presentation of the case. For the very latest on this fast-moving story, head to CNN.com. The U.S. is reportedly planning to sanction a unit of the Israeli military over accusations of human rights abuses in the West Bank. European leaders are also calling for more sanctions against Israeli settlers, as their violence in the West Bank has surged during Israel's war in Gaza. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has criticized the plans, describing it as, quote, the height of absurdity and a moral low. He also said that his military will deliver, quote, additional and painful blows to Hamas to free hostages held in Gaza. Jordan's foreign minister is asking all countries to put pressure on Israel to stop forces from entering the border city of Rafah, where about 1.5 million people are sheltering in tents. He said any attack there would be, quote, another massacre. If you're on a weight loss journey, it doesn't matter what method you're using. There will come a day when the numbers on the scales stop going down and you hit a plateau. CNN's Meg Terrell explains new research that breaks down when weight loss typically stops for each approach and what people can do to overcome the plateau.
Krista, this new study found that people losing weight through diet restriction alone tended to reach a plateau after about a year, even with intense effort to cut calories. With the weight loss drugs Wegovy and Zepbound, they found the plateau didn't come until about 2 years. Same with surgery known as gastric bypass. But even with those methods, the plateaus still came. The research done by Kevin Hall at the National Institutes of Health found this happens because weight loss triggers a surge in appetite. And that increase was bigger when people were restricting calories alone, compared with taking weight loss medications or having surgery. To overcome that plateau, some doctors combine methods. And most importantly, Hall says, permanent weight loss requires finding a method you can stick with.
For more on this really nuanced topic, check out the latest season of CNN's podcast, Chasing Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta. North Korean illustrators and graphic designers may have helped create popular television cartoons from U.S. animation studios, despite international sanctions against the country. That's according to researchers who analyzed documents recently discovered inside a computer server in North Korea. They say there's no evidence that the Western companies knew about the arrangements, which appeared to involve subcontracting work to China. The files revealed sketches and instructions for animation projects, including the shows Invincible on Amazon and Dianu, Child of Wonder. That's a superhero series slated to air on Max, a streaming service owned by CNN's parent company, Warner Brothers Discovery. TikTok looks like it's ready to fight back if lawmakers try to ban it from the U.S. That's next.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
TikTok appears to be bracing for a legal fight if a bill is adopted that could ultimately ban the app from the U.S. The House passed a bill over the weekend that would effectively put TikTok on notice, giving its Chinese parent company 9 months to find a new owner or be banned from app stores in the U.S. It's now in the hands of the Senate, but according to an internal memo, the company will challenge the legislation in the courts if it gets signed into law. A top TikTok executive wrote to staff, quote, "This is the beginning, not the end of this long process." All right, that's all for now. I'm Krista Bowe, and our next episode drops at 3 p.m. Eastern. Till next time.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.